Hallelujah. Put your hands together like the Lord just blessed you. Put your hands together, praise God, like you know it's on the way, amen. Like you're expecting God just to show up right now. Like you're expecting him to give you your greatest desire, praise God. Put your hands together, amen. Tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you, praise God. Great is that faithfulness, amen. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. You know, we got to keep on praising him, praise God. You know, it's what we were created for, to praise him. Amen? Hallelujah. I know you so many times and you get to the point and say, Lord, how can I praise God, with this weight that's all on my shoulders, amen? With this burden that's on my back, praise God. He said, but then through your burdens, praise God, and through your trials and tribulation, we got to yet still praise him. Because the word tell us, praise God, praise him, amen? Hallelujah. So we praise him today. And we thank him, praise God, for all the many things that he's done and all the great things that he's going to do for us. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, as I look around the room, praise God, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Amen? Beyond me. Amen? Hallelujah. Somebody says 7 times. So 7 times of blessing, praise God. Come on, praise God. You know, look for God for that 7 times, praise God. Amen? He says sometimes, praise God, you just can't go to God and pray once. Amen. He said, but go back 7 times, praise God. If you go back 7 times, praise God, you know, on that 7th time, he said, hallelujah, your blessings are going to begin to show up. Amen. He said, somebody right now, that's right, baby, praise, put a smile on your face. She said, I believe in 7 times. She counting it right now. Amen. Hallelujah. See, somebody today, praise God, going to believe that. And when they believe it, praise God, bodies are going to be healed. Minds are going to be changed. Situations are going to be settled today, amen. Somebody going to get something settled right now, praise God, because they believe in that 7th time, praise God. Weeping may endure for a night, he said, but joy coming in the morning, amen. You may have to pray all night, praise God. You may have to cry sometime. He said, but on that 7th time, praise God, he said, your answer is going to show up. Somebody's about to get the answer to their prayers right now, amen. Somebody, praise God, are going to get that healing they've been asking for, that financial blessing they've been asking for, that peace of mind and that stillness in their heart they've been asking for. Somebody need to split your hands together and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your many blessings, praise God. Thank you for your 7th time, praise God. Because in that 7th time, praise God, he said God showed up, amen. And when he showed up, hallelujah, some people say that 7, praise God, that God's perfect number, amen. Hallelujah. How many want to be in that number today, praise God? He said you count on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You already blessed, amen, amen. Come on and receive your blessings from the Lord right now. Tell the Lord thank you. Thank you for his blessing, praise God. Thank him for his grace. I believe, praise God, in being in that number. That number is 7, amen. Come on, tell your neighbor 7 times. 7 times, praise God. I'm going to get my blessing, amen. Hallelujah. Count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, praise God. Expect your blessings, amen. Hallelujah. He said he's going to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, praise God, that you won't have room enough to receive. Somebody tell him 7. 7 times, praise God. Hallelujah. And come and went, praise God. Came and going. He said 7 times, praise God. So we got to realize and believe, praise God, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he's going to perform it, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, praise God. I tell you, amen. I feel, praise God, that the word, praise God, is going forth today. I feel that a change is coming, amen. I feel this day, and I'm claiming it, this day, praise God, hallelujah. In the prayer, praise God, we say, Lord, we know about the finances. We know about the government. And we're praying right now that there's anybody in government, anybody in this land, praise God, is going to hinder God's blessing. We pray, praise God, right now that they be moved in Jesus' name, amen. He told us that we can speak that thing. So right now we speak in blessing of removal, praise God, amen. We're going to speak a word, praise God, of restoration so God can bring back that thing that the devil has stolen. Just like the song said, praise God, I'm claiming it all back. I want it all, praise God. Amen. He's going to bring me back my mind. Bring me back my peace. Bring me back my health and my wealth, praise God. Bring me back my satisfaction. All those things, praise God, that God gave to me, praise God. Amen. He said the devil is a thief and he come to steal, kill and destroy, praise God. He wants to take everything that you have. He wants to take your mind and all your thoughts, praise God. He wants you to get so discouraged, praise God, that you put down everything and walk away. Hallelujah. But he said, no, praise God. He said, today we're going to stomp on his head. Amen. We're going to proclaim a word today, praise God, a word of restoration, a word of claiming it back, praise God, because we want it all back. How many of you want your health back? How many of you want your peace and your joy back? Give it back. Hallelujah. Say, devil, we command you and declare and decree right now that take your hands off of my blessing. Take your hands, praise God, off of everything that God has already given. Devil, we plead the blood of Jesus against you, praise God. We've already anointed ourselves, praise God. We got on the breastplate, praise God, of righteousness and the heaven of salvation, praise God. We're going forth right now, amen. Devil, you can't touch it. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, praise God. I see miracles coming this day, praise God. I see blessings going forth, praise God. Why, praise God? Because God said it, and we proclaim it, and we declaring it, and we decreeing it right now, praise God. He said, come on, praise God. It's yours for the asking, but we're going to walk in right now, and we claiming it right back. We got our weapons of warfare, praise God. We got our claim ticket, praise God. Nothing's going to hold us back this day, amen. We need to speak, oh, praise God. It's like we got hundreds of people in here today. Everyone claiming, praise God. We're going to take seven and multiply it times seven, praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, your blessing is going to come back in sevens on the seventh day, praise God. He said you're going to be praying seven times and it's going to show up, amen. He said you're going to sit down to dinner, praise God, on that seventh meal, praise God. Your whole house is going to be full, praise God. We claiming it back right now, praise God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's yours, praise God. I see miracles in your health, praise God. I see miracles in your home, praise God. We proclaiming the word of God right now, praise God, that everything he said was all the hell, we taking that back. The devil, you can't have it. You can't have it right now. We proclaiming a victory right now. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's ours, praise God. To our anoint, I pray blessing, praise God, on every family, every household, every member right now, every finances, praise God, every household mortgage, praise God. We declare blessings right now. It's ours, praise God. It's ours, praise God. He said to receive it, praise God. And all you got to do is believe it to receive it. Accept it back right now. Accept it back. It's yours, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I got it back. Tell you, I got it back. We're going to claim it back today, Lord, in Jesus' name. We claiming that it's already back, praise God. Those children that are going astray, praise God, we claiming that back right now, praise God. That finances, praise God, that we lost, praise God, we claiming it restored and built right now in Jesus' name, praise God. That health, praise God, that we're missing, praise God, we lost, we claiming strength right back. Keen eyesight, praise God, a strong heart and a strong mind. All your bodily systems are working just fine, praise God. We're going to denounce age today, praise God. No matter how old you are, praise God, if you're walking in Jesus, you in perfect health. Your mind is perfect right now, and everything is being restored to us this day, praise God. It's being restored, praise God, because we're claiming it back, praise God. We're going after it, praise God. We're getting tired of sitting on the sofa watching TV, praise God, just stumbling around the house, keeping the house clean, praise God. We're getting ready to get up, get out of this house, praise God, and go forth and do battle in the name of Jesus, amen. Battle, praise God. Warfare is a serious business. We can't just sit around and wait on it, praise God. He said, get up and go, praise God. He said, prepare for the battle, but when you get there, praise God, open your eyes and see that the battle is already won, praise God. You're not going to have to fight, but go. You're not going to have to get in any kind of skirmish, but go. He said, you're not going to have to worry about losing. He said, I just want you to go, praise God. And once you go, praise God, he said, I'll fight your battle for you, praise God. Anybody got the battles, praise God, that you need God to hold you up? Hallelujah. You need him to gird you up, praise God. Any battles in your family, in your home, in your finances, in your mind, praise God. God says, bring it on, praise God. And he said, I'll fight the battle for you, praise God. No enemy too big, praise God. He can slay giants, amen. Hallelujah. He give you the strength to cast out demons in his name. Devil, we cast you out right now, praise God. Out of our families, out of our homes, out of our minds, out of our finances, praise God. Out of our situation, off our jobs, praise God. Get your hands off our cars, praise God. Out of our homes, praise God. Everything is working like God said it would, praise God. We walk in this day, praise God, in a day of redemption. We walk in this day in a day of restoration, praise God. Because everything God said, we have it, we got it. Put your hands together if you believe the word of God. Oh, I used to believe the word of God, praise God. See, sometimes we need to preach freely, amen? See, we look around the room and praise God, and we say, well, I know you and you and you. Your situation, I know yours and I know yours. He says, sometimes, praise God, there are situations that you don't know about. So the word is saying, preach freely the word, and let the word fall where it may, praise God. Hallelujah. We got to gird our loins, praise God. We got to believe in God, praise God, that the word said that it's going to do it. And if things are not working like we thought, praise God, we got to go back and check our situation, praise God, because God has no wrong, amen. We got to look back and say, Lord, what am I doing wrong, praise God. Now, that's not respective of anybody in here, praise God, but the word of God goes forward. He said it cuts to and fro, amen. Hallelujah. But the word said, check your status if it's not working for you. And I'm looking hard at mine, praise God. I'm being like Michael Jackson, so I'm looking at the man in the mirror, and I'm asking right now, Lord, what are you doing, praise God, that's wrong, that you're not prospering in God's kingdom? I'm going forward, praise God, not looking back, praise God, but checking out everything that I have. I'm laying my life on the bed just this day, praise God, and I'm going through it piece by piece by piece, praise God, saying, Lord, show me where I'm wrong, amen. Hallelujah. He said, if I praise you, you said you bless me. If I follow you, you said you bless me. If I worship you, Lord, you said you bless me. Hallelujah. He said, but why am I not being blessed, amen? So I'm checking it out right now, praise God, and I put me first, hallelujah, and I'm looking at my life, praise God, to see just where I've been wrong, just what I've been doing wrong, and say, Lord, now you show up, you keep your word, and you do the things that you said that you were going to do. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God, everybody. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him. If the word fell on you, praise him. If it hurt your feelings, praise him. If it just cast you down, praise God, praise him. But most of all, praise God, if it lift you up, hallelujah, praise him this day. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Prayer changes things. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into the word. I guess we had a word, but we're gonna go into a short word. Amen. And we're going to ask that if you would turn to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 through 46. Amen. Now, this is what we need for you to do, praise God. What's the day? So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So, by the time we get to Saturday, it'll be 7 days, right? Yeah, okay. So, 1 Kings 18 through 46 is what we're going to do today. And if you would, on your ticket, wherever you want to write it, you know, keep it for your bookmark. We want you to read, praise God, the book of Habakkuk, the second chapter, the third verse. The book of Habakkuk, second chapter, third verse. And then we want to go to the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter, the 19th verse. Amen. Hey, we'll go to the book of Zechariah, the 10th chapter, the first verse, and the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. That's both of them in the same book. And then we go to Isaiah 45 and 21. That's 4. And we go to Matthew 21, 22. Matthew 7 and 7. And the book of Luke. Hallelujah. Chapter 18, verses 2 through 7. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got Habakkuk 2 and 3, Numbers 23, 19, Zechariah 10 and 1, and 4 and 10, Isaiah 45 and 21, Matthew 21 and 22, Matthew 7 and 7, and Luke 18, 2 through 7. I think that'll take you 7 days. Amen. Read 7 verses. Praise God. And when you do it, pray, praise God, 7 times. Wouldn't it be? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 7 times. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So this is week Thank of seven you, right here. We're going to pray that. We're going to pray this devil off our back. Praise God. We're going to pray for a change in our situation. Amen. We're going to pray that, praise God, when we're weak, praise God, let make us strong. Hallelujah. And if we feel slack, praise God, we're going to pray for God to give us authority. So you read one day and pray. Read day 2 and pray. Read day 3 and pray. Read day 4 and pray. 5, 6, and 7, praise God. 7 times, praise God, we're going to call upon the Lord. In his perfect number, in his perfect timing. Amen. So we're going to meet God on his ground. We're Amen. Going to him on his territory. Amen.
Amen.
And every time we do that, praise God, we're going to cast heaping coals on the head of the devil, praise God. So we're going to be casting them out of our homes, out of our lives, praise God. So God's going to take that 7, amen, and go multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But right now, praise God, if you would, let's go back to 1 Kings 18. 41 through 46.
Amen. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
Amen. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the story takes place, praise God, during a time, amen, that Elisha said for 3 years, amen, it's not going to be in the rain. He said, it's not going to be in the dew on the ground. Amen. So for 3 years, praise God, we're not going to have any water to drink. We can't take a bath. Amen. For 3 years, praise God, there was no water inside. I don't know about you, praise God, but it seemed like we've been in this desert, seemed like we've been in this drought for longer than 3 years, amen. But for the last 3 years, praise God, it seems, praise God, that everything we did is turned around and went backwards, amen. But imagine, praise God, you got no crops growing, amen, for 3 years. You can't wash your car, amen, for 3 years. You know, we lived in Texas, and we lived in some other places, praise God, where during the summer times and the drought time, they tell us that you couldn't water your lawn but so many times of the week and in so many hours of the day. They didn't want you washing your cars, praise God, amen. He said, because that was a waste of the resources, praise God. So you imagine, praise God, Elijah saying up front, amen, and I'm telling you right now, for 3 years that you're not going to be able to do anything that involves water. My, amen.
Amen.
No water, praise God. I can't wash your clothes. Hallelujah. You can't wash the dirt off your feet when you're traveling through the desert, praise God. Amen. He said, you got no crops, so you couldn't eat. So you got no crops, praise God. So you didn't sell and make money. And if you had the money, praise God, you couldn't have anything. Amen. No crop, nothing for 3 years. What a drought. You know, sometimes I feel like we've been in that desert. Sometimes I feel like we've been on that journey, amen?
Amen.
He said, for 3 years, praise God. But Elijah told him, he said, listen, for 3 years, it's not going to happen. Amen? But imagine God telling you, praise God, hallelujah, for 3 years, you're not going to be able to do any progress at all.
Amen.
My, amen?
Lord have mercy.
He said, Elijah jumped up and told Ahab, he said, you go eat and you go drink. He said, but prayer is serious business, amen? He said, I'm going to climb up on this mountain. And the Bible said he took his head and bowed it between his knees. Amen. See, we don't pray like we used to pray. Amen. We don't bow down. We don't bend over. We just say, Lord, you know I know. Amen. And let the prayers go forth. And, you know, people have said so many times, hallelujah, that when we pray, you know, you pray insincerely.
Yes.
You don't pray honestly, praise God. You don't pray with expectations any longer. So therefore, praise God, nothing shows up in your life. But you're going to tell the devil today, we changing that, amen?
Amen.
The Bible said the prayers, the effectual prayers of a righteous man
availeth
much.
Amen.
We got to learn, praise God, that we need to pray and pray sincerely. See, we got to pray, praise God, like we trapped in that desert, that there's no water, praise God, and none coming. We got to pray, Lord, sustain me for these 3 years, because if you don't, praise God, I'm going to die and wither in the dust. See, we got to get to the point, praise God, where prayer got to get so important to us, it's going to be like it's the last prayer that we've ever prayed in our lives, amen?
Amen.
We heard this week, we went to a funeral, came back, then we heard about another funeral, and people just dying all around us. You got to start praying, praise God, like it's your last prayer, praise God, amen? Because in that last prayer, praise God, that's the one, hallelujah, that God gets ready to show up. We're getting to the point, praise God, we feel like nothing's going to work out for us. Is there nothing been working in the past, and Lord, I don't expect nothing else to go on. But see, we got to change that attitude. We got to change that thought, praise God, because we got to go to God expecting, praise God, for God to show up in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So he said, Elijah got up on the mountaintop, praise God, and he told his servant, he said, go down to the sea and look and tell me what you see. Amen? Hallelujah. Expectation. Somebody tell your neighbor, expect it. Expect God to show up. Expect that change to come in your life.
Hallelujah.
Expect that thing, praise God, to manifest itself right here in your life this day, praise God. He said, a servant came back. He said, I haven't seen anything. So Elijah said, this time, he said, I want you to go back 7 times, praise God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine being up and down that hill, praise God? Every time you get up that hill, and look out over that ocean, praise God. You said, I don't see nothing. Turn around and go back, praise God. And he didn't even have to tell Elisha anymore. He didn't have to report to him because he already had his order. God has already told us what to do, praise God. He said, it's going to be up for us to follow those instructions. So the man of God, praise God, did just what Elisha told him to do. He went up and down that hill. He said, but when he got up there, praise God, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, praise God. He said, when he went back the 7th time, I imagine, praise God, he thought it was his mind playing tricks on him. Amen. You know, can you imagine, praise God, going to God time after time after time again and nothing happened?
Amen.
Go to the book of Luke, praise God. What does it say, Luke? Amen. 18:2-7. Hallelujah. We got to be persistent and consistent in prayer, amen? We got to pray, praise God, consistently, amen? All of it don't work out the first time we pray. We got to go back, and if it don't work, we go back again, praise God. And if it don't work, we go back again, praise God. Your orders have already been given. He said, go back how many times? 7 times, praise God. And look, praise God, expect what the word of God says. What did it say in the book of Luke?
Saying there was in a city a judge,
mm-hmm,
which feared not God,
yes,
neither regarded man.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a widow in that city.
Okay.
And she came unto him saying,
well,
avenge me of mine adversary.
Come on, my adversary. That devil is coming against me, praise God. And Lord, I need for you to step in there for me. Go ahead.
And he would not for a while.
Oh, my.
But afterward he said within himself,
yes, he did.
Though I fear not God, nor regard man,
well,
yet because this widow troubleth me.
Oh, because you bothered me. He said, because you showed up before me how many times? 7 times. He said, because you consistently came after me and been pleading case to me, praise God. He said, because you did it, what he's going to do? Go ahead.
I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
Lord said, I got your back. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. He said, ask and keep asking. Knock and keep knocking. Seek and keep seeking. And you shall find. Go ahead.
And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith.
Wait a minute now. Hold on a second. I didn't say it. Amen. Buddha didn't say it. He said, who said it?
The unjust judge.
The Lord said what now?
Hear what the unjust judge saith.
Mm-hmm.
And shall not God avenge his own elect,
Amen.
Which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
Amen. Listen, listen. Knock and keep knocking. Seek and keep seeking. Ask and keep asking. The judge said, I don't even believe in God, but just because you showed up and you kept knocking and you kept seeking and you kept asking, he said, I'm going to give you what you want. Amen. But now look at God is greater than this man that don't even believe in him. And we go to him one time, praise God, and we put it down. You know, we get to that old song, what it say? Take it to the Lord and leave it there. You better go back and check on it. Amen. Go back and ask him, say, Lord, it hasn't showed up yet. And I'm not distrusting you and I'm not mistrusting in you. He said, but I just want you to know, praise God, I'm here. He said, I'm going to show up on day two. So, Lord, it's just a reminder. On day three, for Father, I'm still here. He said, Lord, in 4 days, Lord, it hadn't showed up yet. And so on day five, he said, Lord, I'm still looking. He said, this man went up and down that mountain, praise God, 7 times, praise God. And on that 7th time, he said, all he saw was a little cloud coming. Amen. That little cloud means hope, praise God. That means that thing is on the way. He said, that thing you desire, that thing you were looking for, that thing you were wishing for, praise God, and expecting, he said, that thing is on the way. But see, we have a tendency, praise God, to change our minds and walk away from small things. But the Bible tells us, despise not small beginnings, amen.
Amen.
He said, those little things, praise God. He said, the longer it gets and the farther away it gets, the smaller it looks. He said, but as you get closer, praise God, hallelujah. He said, put it in my hand. It may look little in yours, praise God.
Hallelujah.
He said, but in my hand, that thing is going to multiply. We need to learn, praise God, to realize, praise God, don't walk away from the small thing. God said, in the small thing, despise them not, because in those small things, praise God, they go turning to big blessings. Amen?
Amen.
So he came back and told Elisha, praise God. He said, I see it coming. How many see, praise God, your home, praise God, being redone right now? How many see, praise God, that your health being renewed right now? How many you see, praise God, that your finances are being restored right now? Your families, praise God. Those runaway children coming back home, praise God. Those things, praise God, that captured our children's mind, praise God. God said, I'm giving it all back, praise God. You're going to have to be able to look out over the ocean and see your blessings coming, praise God. And when you see your blessings coming, you got to learn to shout for joy, amen? Because that little blessing is about to turn into a big rainstorm. He said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, praise God. He said that you won't have room enough to receive. Those blessings, praise God, come up with that little storm. And before you know it, praise God, that little cloud, the whole heavens are black, praise God. And everything in heaven this day, right now, is about to break loose for each and every one of us. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, praise God. 7 times, amen, you got to go. 7 times, praise God, and expect God to show up, amen. Abraham, praise God, waited over 25 years for his blessing. Abraham should have been counting, amen. Hallelujah. 7 times. Joseph stayed in prison over 15, praise God. Joseph should have been counting, praise God. 7 times, amen. So we need to realize today, praise God, that our blessing is on the way. You may have to wait for a little while, praise God, because it may not show up on 1. It may not show up on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But
seven.
Great God, number 7.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout 7 times, praise
seven
God.
Times.
Hallelujah. So the rain came, praise God. The Bible said, Ahab sent the word to Ahab, said, look, by the time you get down that hill, amen, because your blessing's about to overtake you. He said, when that storm rolled through, praise God, you're going to be pressed down, shaking together, and running over, amen. So men giving to your blessing. That's how our blessing's going to come, praise God, but we got to be persistent. God is going to show up, praise God. He said, a race isn't given to the swift, but the one that endures, praise God. You got to stay in that race, amen. How many times, praise God, if you went up and down that hill seven times, would you want to give up? He said, this man must be fooled. He got to have lost his mind. He wanted me to go back. How many times? I haven't seen anything the first time. Lord knows there's nothing on the second, and there was nothing on the third. But I imagine his servant, praise God, was just as happy as he was. He probably jumped on that wagon, praise God, and ran down that hill. And the Bible said, praise God, that the Spirit of the Lord came upon, praise God, Elijah. Amen. And it said he girded up his lungs and ran ahead of the chariot. Amen. Now, I heard that distance was over 25 miles. Amen. Hallelujah. God strengthened him. God kept him, praise God. Sometimes you have to go 7 days. Sometimes you may have to go a little longer, but it's not going to work always the first time you go, praise God. But you got to trust in God and believe in him. And if he said to do seven, do seven. And on that seven, praise God, expect it. But 1 through 6, expect the word of God to reveal itself in the seventh time. Somebody put your hands together. Amen. Come on and say seven times.
Seven times.
Seven times, praise God. So his prayer is serious business. And we got to learn to pray, amen? We got to learn to pray through our troubles. We got to pray through our trials. If it's not looking like it's going to work, praise God, we got to go back and pray some more. Amen? Somebody say prayer works.
Prayer works.
Prayer works. Persistent prayer, prayer, man. Amen. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man does what? Availeth much. If you want to get anywhere, praise God, it's getting and talk to God, praise God. It's always spoken through prayer. When God speaks to you, it's through prayer, praise God. And when we speak to him, it's through prayer. We got to learn to pray, praise God, and believe in our prayers. Because in praying, praise God, it's only then that we're going to realize that God is going to open those windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we have room enough to receive. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. For those of you who are looking tired, for those of you who are looking sad, for those of you who just don't understand, let me tell you how it is, and this is how it goes. This preacher, amen, he had a parrot. Amen? And his parrot, no matter what he tried to teach him, his parrot would always say, let's pray. Amen? Let's pray. So the preacher tried to teach him other things. The parrot came back, and he told him. The parrot said, what? Let's pray. So the preacher, praise God, heard about this deacon in the church. This deacon had a parrot, too. And so, you know, the deacon's parrot, all that his parrot would say would be, let's kiss. Amen? Let's kiss. So his parrot said, let's pray. His parrot said, let's kiss. So the preacher said, look, deacon, why don't you come over to the house and bring your parrot, amen? And then let's see what they do. He says, when the deacon got over there, they put the parrots in the cage, both of them together, just to see what they do. So they sat there and watched them for a while. So the deacon parrot jumped up and said, let's kiss. And then the pastor parrot jumped up and said, thank you, Lord. You've answered my prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, we got to learn to pray because it's through prayer, praise God, we're going to reveal much. Amen. Come on and put your hands together and tell your neighbor seven times. Tell them let's pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet. Praise God.